नमस्कार श्रोताओं, कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में इस नए एपिसोड में आप सभी का स्वागत है। कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा को नियमित रूप से सुनने वाले जितने भी हमारे श्रोतागण हैं, वो जानते हैं कि हम परिक्रमा करते हैं पूरी देश की, पूरी दुनिया की, जानते हैं प्रमुख घटनाओं के बारे में और नजर रखते हैं खेल की दुनिया पर भी। साथ ही आज हम याद करेंगे उन लोगों को भी जो हमसे और आज के दिन से किसी न किसी रूप में जुड़े हुए हैं। आज के इस अंक में मैं हूं प्राची प्रिया और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे को होस्ट अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। वेरी गुड इवनिंग अभिषेक।
हेलो प्राची, हेलो गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट प्राची प्रिया। एंड फॉर यू वी हैव अ सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज, अ डिस्कशन सेगमेंट, डेटलाइन इंडिया, रिपोर्ट्स, कैप्सूल्स, बिजनेस ट्रिब्यूट्स एंड मच मोर। ऑल दीज ओवर द नेक्स्ट 30 मिनट्स। वी बिगिन विद द न्यूज हेडलाइंस फर्स्ट। Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets and interacts with T20 World Cup winning Indian men's team at his residence, the team to take part in a victory parade in Mumbai this evening.
विदेश मंत्री सुब्रमण्यम जयशंकर ने शंघाई सहयोग संगठन शिखर सम्मेलन से अलग अस्ताना में चीन के रक्षा मंत्री वांग यी से मुलाकात की। प्रधानमंत्री ने कहा, आतंकवाद के किसी भी रूप या उसका समर्थन सही नहीं ठहराया जा सकता।
वोटिंग अंडरवे इन यूनाइटेड किंगडम फॉर जनरल इलेक्शंस टू इलेक्ट न्यू प्राइम मिनिस्टर।
हमास ने इसराइल के साथ युद्ध समाप्त करने के लिए कतर और मिस्र के मध्यस्थों से बातचीत की।
असम एंड अरुणाचल प्रदेश रीलिंग अंडर फ्लड फ्यूरी, आर्मी लॉन्चेस रिलीफ ऑपरेशन।
और विम्बलडन टेनिस के पुरुष डबल्स में भारत की यूकी भांबरी अपने फ्रांसीसी जोड़ीदार अल्बानो ओलिवेटी के साथ मैच खेलेंगे।
And now it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about Niti Aayog Sampurnata Abhiyan and also a bit about the winning T20 Indian cricket team. Well, to start off with our first topic of the day, that is the Niti Aayog has launched Sampurnata Abhiyan, which is a 3-month campaign from today till the 30th of September, to undertake a sustained effort to achieve saturation of 6 key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks across the country. And it seeks to achieve saturation in each of the 6 identified indicators in the 112 aspirational districts and 500 aspirational blocks under the Aspirational Districts Program and Aspirational Blocks Program. And Prachi, Sampurnata Abhiyan will focus on 6 identified key performance indicators, KPIs, across all aspiration blocks. And these are the percentage of pregnant women registered for antenatal care within the first trimester, percentage of persons screened for diabetes against a targeted population in the block, percentage of persons screened for hypertension against the targeted population in the block, percentage of pregnant women taking supplementary nutrition under the ICDS program regularly, percentage of soil health cards generated against the soil sample collection target, and percentage of self-help groups, SHGs, that have received a revolving fund against the total SHGs in the block, and the 6 identified KPIs across the aspirational districts under Sampurnata Abhiyan, a percentage of pregnant women registered for antenatal care within the first trimester, percentage of pregnant women taking supplementary nutrition under the ICDS program regularly, percentage of children fully immunized, number of soil health cards distributed, percentage of schools with functional electricity at the secondary level, and percentage of schools providing textbooks to children within 1 month of the start of the academic year.
बिल्कुल अभिषेक, और इस प्रयास को सफल बनाने के लिए जमीनी स्तर पर जो एक ठोस प्रभाव लाने के लिए जितने भी कदम उठाए जाएंगे, उसमें से पहले 3 महीने के लिए एक योजना विकसित की जाएगी। उसके बाद फिर उसे ट्रैक किया जाएगा कि किस तरीके से वो जो जितनी भी प्लानिंग और प्लॉटिंग और पूरा एक जो माइंड मैप हमने लगाया है इस योजना को एक सफल बनाने के लिए, वो किस तरीके से काम कर रहा है, और फिर इस अभियान का प्रचार प्रसार और इसे लागू किया जाएगा।
यस, एंड ऑल्सो नाउ मूविंग ऑन टू अ सेकेंड टॉपिक ऑफ द डे प्राची, एंड द विनिंग इंडियन T20 क्रिकेट टीम हैज अराइव्ड होम टू अ ग्रैंड रिसेप्शन after winning the World Cup. And Prachi, the highlight and the turning point of the finals was for me, if it was the finals, Prachi, was when it seemed as if David Miller had hit a 6 for South Africa in the penultimate over, but for a brilliant catch from Surya Kumar Yadav on the boundary, where he caught the ball, threw it up in the air, and caught it again as he jumped back inside the ropes. And that gave India the platform it needed, and it held on to take the victory by the narrowest of margins. And social media users immediately labeled it the greatest catch ever to seal India's historic victory, as it became the first ever team to win the tournament without losing a single match.
Yes, sir.
Also,
और अभिषेक, T20 विश्व कप विजेता भारतीय क्रिकेट टीम दिल्ली बारबाडोस से पहुंच चुकी है और आज टीम इंडिया ने प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी से मुलाकात भी की। इसके बाद सभी मुंबई के लिए रवाना हुए हैं, जहां मरीन ड्राइव से वानखेड़े स्टेडियम तक एक खुली बस में विक्ट्री परेड होगी। कितना खूबसूरत, उस वक्त आप सोचिए कितना खूबसूरत लगता होगा कि सब कोई है ना, उमड़ गए होंगे, पूरी भीड़ उमड़ गई होगी।
स्पीकिंग अबाउट द टूर्नामेंट इटसेल्फ, प्राची, Jasprit Bumrah was the man of the tournament and his performance was simply out of this world. And Jasprit Bumrah's numbers are too good to be true, so it's only fair that they have been produced by a cricketer that's too good to be true, a do-it-all monster, who is not only the most complete bowler the game has ever seen, but also the bowler with arguably the greatest pick this game has ever witnessed. In his 17-year history, never has the T20 World Cup witnessed a bowling campaign like Bumrah's 2024. And Bumrah in this T20 World Cup has been so threatening that he's drawn a false shot every two balls. He's drawn a false shot percentage of 51.90% in this T20 World Cup, meaning batters have played a false stroke to 51.90% of the balls he has bowled, making it the most threatening campaign in the history in terms of underlying metrics too.
Wow. Or... आज क्योंकि सब कोई मिलेंगे, हमारे जितने भी क्रिकेटर्स हैं, प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने आज नई दिल्ली में अपने आवास पर T20 विश्व कप विजेता भारतीय क्रिकेट टीम से मुलाकात भी की है। जैसा हमने बताया, बैठक में कप्तान रोहित शर्मा होंगे, कोच राहुल द्रविड़ होंगे, विराट कोहली होंगे, हार्दिक पांड्या होंगे, सूर्य कुमार यादव होंगे और जसप्रीत बुमराह सहित कई और भी जितने खिलाड़ी हैं वो सब भी रहेंगे। प्रधानमंत्री जो हैं हमारे, वो खिलाड़ियों से बातचीत करेंगे और उन्हें अपने अनुभव को
in Indian cricket. Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma and Ravindra Jadeja have retired from T20 internationals after their triumphant World Cup win in Barbados. Kohli's 76 and Rohit's captaincy led to a captivating 7-run victory over South Africa, and both players among the top run scorers in the men's T20 internationals. And Jadeja too bid farewell, expressing gratitude for the memories and support. But though they will continue to shine in tests and ODIs, and the team coach Rahul Dravid has also resigned after the tournament, and Dravid's tenure saw the Indian team achieve a cherished dream of claiming a World Cup title, a feat he attributed to the relentless efforts of the players and the support staff. He further recognized the sacrifices made by the players' families and the support system that enabled the success. And the coach has concluded with a heartfelt tribute to the team's unity and the supportive role played by the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, and its staff. And the triumph has not only underscored India's cricketing prowess, but also marked a poignant moment in Dravid's coaching journey, leaving an indelible mark on Indian cricket's history.
बिल्कुल, और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो है हमारे जितने भी विजयी खिलाड़ी हैं उन सबसे मीटिंग कर ली है और हमारी तरफ से भी उन सभी को बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं। आगे आने वाले समय में इंडिया इसी तरीके से जीत का विजय घोष करते रहे।
यस, एंड प्राची, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द World Cup, T20 World Cup, and still with the World Cup, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the T20 World Cup winners, like you said, Indian men's cricket team at his residence in New Delhi, and Indian cricket captain Rohit Sharma, coach Rahul Dravid, along with players including Virat Kohli, Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar Yadav, and Jasprit Bumrah were present in the meeting, and the Prime Minister interacted with the players where they shared the experiences. And the Indian cricket team arrived in New Delhi this morning, and they were given a grand welcome. We have a report from a correspondent, Durgesh Bhadoria.
The Indian men's cricket team has returned home from Barbados, and what a fantastic return it has been. Just last Saturday, Team India clinched the T20 trophy in a thrilling finale against South Africa, securing their second T20 World Cup. The celebrations have been non-stop ever since. Early this morning, the champion team landed back home to a hero's welcome at the IGI airport in Delhi. The atmosphere was electric as fans gathered in large numbers, drumming and dancing, turning the airport into a festival of joy. Players led by their captain also joined in. The excitement continued to their hotel, where Captain Rohit Sharma was seen cutting a cake at the hotel, adding to the amazing atmosphere. But the festivities didn't stop there. In a special moment, the team met with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who had breakfast with them and praised them on their win. Following this, the squad is set to fly to Mumbai for an open bus victory parade. Durgesh Bhadoria, Akashvani, Delhi.
और अब श्रोताओं, हमारा समय आ चुका है कि हम अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानें कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है। देशभर के साथ अंडमान निकोबार द्वीप समूह में 1 जुलाई से 3 नए आपराधिक कानून लागू हो गए हैं। इन कानूनों को लागू करने से पहले पुलिस विभाग के साथ अन्य हितधारकों को प्रशिक्षण भी दिया गया, ताकि सही तरीके से इन कानूनों को लागू किया जा सके। एक रिपोर्ट।
अंडमान निकोबार द्वीप समूह जैसे सुदूर द्वीपों में हालांकि अपराध की दर कम है, लेकिन जिस प्रकार इन द्वीपों का विकास किया जा रहा है, उससे आने वाले दिनों में इन द्वीपों में कानून और व्यवस्था के साथ शांति को बनाए रखने में 3 नए आपराधिक कानून काफी कारगर सिद्ध होंगे। आम जनमानस को इन नए कानूनों के बारे में जानकारी देने और उनमें जागरूकता उत्पन्न करने के लिए बड़े पैमाने पर कार्यक्रम आयोजित किए जा रहे हैं। 1 जुलाई को पोर्टब्लेयर में अंडमान निकोबार पुलिस की ओर से नए कानून का उदय शीर्षक से कार्यक्रम आयोजित किया गया। इस अवसर पर अंडमान निकोबार प्रशासन के मुख्य सचिव केशव चंद्र ने मुख्य अतिथि के रूप में बोलते हुए कहा कि इन कानूनों की कल्पना तकनीकी प्रगति को ध्यान में रखते हुए की गई है। सभी हितधारकों को प्रशिक्षण दिया गया है, इससे मामलों को तेजी से सुलझाने में मदद मिलेगी। न्यायपालिका अभियोजकों और अधिवक्ताओं को भी प्रशिक्षण दिया गया है, जिससे न्याय प्रदान करने में तेजी आएगी। कार्यक्रम के दौरान मुख्य सचिव ने EFIR पंजीकरण और ऑनलाइन गुमशुदा व्यक्तिगत पंजीकरण के मॉड्यूल का भी उद्घाटन किया, जो कि FIR दर्ज करने की प्रक्रिया को सुनिश्चित करने के लिए डिजाइन की गई एक डिजिटल पहल है, जिससे ये जनता के लिए अधिक सुलभ और कुशल बन सके। पुलिस महानिदेशक देवेश चंद्र श्रीवास्तव ने कहा कि नए कानून त्वरित न्याय पर केंद्रित है और ये पीड़ित तथा नागरिक केंद्रित है। इसमें फॉरेंसिक और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक साक्ष्य को महत्व दिया गया है। उन्होंने कहा कि अंडमान निकोबार पुलिस इन 3 नए आपराधिक कानूनों को लागू करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है, ताकि द्वीपों के सबसे दूर दराज इलाकों में भी इसकी उपस्थिति सुनिश्चित हो सके, जो न्याय के इतिहास में एक मील का पत्थर साबित होगा। अंडमान निकोबार पुलिस की ओर से सहायता पहुंचाने के लिए एक समर्पित सहायता नंबर जारी किया गया है। सूचना के लिए पुलिस की वेबसाइट पर नए कानून मित्र नामक इन हाउस चैट बोर्ड भी उपलब्ध कराया गया है। परिक्रमा के लिए पोर्टब्लेयर से मैं राकेश चंद्रलाल।
वर्करी संप्रदाय हैज इट्स ओन इम्पोर्टेंस इन इंडियन कल्चर, स्पेशली इन महाराष्ट्र। It is an age-old tradition since the 13th century when it was formed as a panth. In this cultural enthusiasm state, Goa is also the front runner to move towards Pandharpur to celebrate Ashadi Ekadashi on the 17th of July. Let's hear more from a correspondent, Tushar Jadhav from Panaji.
The Vitthal Rukmai Mauli Warkari Mandal, Kankona, began its 18-day walking pilgrimage from the Kankona to the Pandharpur on Saturday 29 June. A large number of people wished the Warkaris at a brief ceremony as 83 pilgrims began their walking pilgrimage from the Bhumi Purush temple at the Palolim on the last Saturday morning. The same walking began from some other places as well in Goa. Mormugao MLA Mr. Sankalp Amonkar on Tuesday flagged off the maiden walking pilgrimage from the Sada Vasco to the Pandharpur. This journey marks the first time that a group of about 100 devotees known as the Warkari embarked on a walking pilgrimage from Mormugao Taluka to the holy town of Pandharpur in Maharashtra.
There are designated 30 points for the Wari and doctor arrangements are also in the place for devotees throughout their journey. Adequate arrangements for food are also in place besides provisions of dropping senior citizens to the next point if they cannot walk on a particular day. This is indeed a tedious journey but worth it. Warkaris will walk for around 420 kilometers to reach Pandharpur, Maharashtra on the auspicious day of Ashadi Ekadashi.
The Warkari movement includes the worship of Vithoba and duty-based approach towards the life, embracing the moral behavior of a person. It has been integral part of a bhakti movement in India which has strengthened India's unity in diversity culture. Tushar Jadhav for Parikrama, Akashwani Panaji, Goa.
On the prevention of drugs and substance abuse among children and illicit trafficking, National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, in collaboration with Narcotics Control Bureau, rolled out a joint action plan years back. The joint action plan is a policy document prepared based on various laws, regulations, policies and programs that are already in place, especially for the identified places and districts of vulnerability. We have a report.
Khowai district of Tripura was felicitated by the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights for its successful implementation of the action plan on prevention of drugs and substance abuse among children and illicit trafficking. The program was held at New Delhi on the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking on 30th June. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai presented the award and citation to the district magistrate of Khowai. Officials said the success story of the district began with the smart programming, execution and monitoring of various measures. It comprises installing CCTV cameras in key medical stores, promoting Prabhari Club activities in schools and strictly enforcing the Cigarette and Other Tobacco Products Act. Also, the district administration has implemented an innovative program which is called CHESTA, or the Child Marriage Elimination through Sensitization, Tracking and Awareness. After receiving the recognition as a top performing district in the country to tackle the child abuse and trafficking, the district magistrate Chandrani Chandran said the success came from best implementation of the CHESTA program, and the success lies in its comprehensive approach encompassing both in school and out of school girls, involving all relevant parties and offering incentives for those who report child marriages. Officials said initiatives and relentless measures by the police department also played a crucial role. Many observe that the combined efforts have brought Khowai as a leader in the fight against child drug abuse and trafficking. Kunal Shinde from Agartala for Parikrama.
श्रोताओं और अब आइए आपको ले चले हम सीधे आजादी के सफर में.
In today's episode, we pay our tributes to patriot saint Swami Vivekananda, who died on the 4th of July 1902. His vast knowledge of Eastern and Western culture, as well as his deep spiritual insight and broad human sympathy, made an irresistible appeal to humans across the world who came in contact with him. At the Parliament of Religions held in Chicago in 1893, Swami Vivekananda represented India and its cultural heritage.
I am proud to belong to a religion which has taught the world both tolerance and universal acceptance. We believe not only in universal toleration, but we accept all religions as true. I am proud to belong to a nation which has sheltered the persecuted and the refugees of all religions and all nations of the earth, as the different streams, having their sources in different places, all mingling their water in the sea, so, O Lord, the different paths which men take through different tendencies, various though they appear, crooked or straight, all lead to Thee.
Through his mission of interpreting India's spiritual culture, especially Vedantic philosophy, Swami Vivekananda inspired the Indian national consciousness. He enriched religious consciousness through the rational and humanistic teachings of the Vedanta philosophy. His mission was both national and international. A lover of mankind, he strove to promote peace and human brotherhood.
Swami Vivekananda organized the Ramakrishna Order of Monks, which is the most outstanding religious organization of modern India.
Swami Vivekananda once spoke of himself as a condensed India. In the course of a short life of 39 years, he left for posterity his four classics, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga and Raj Yoga.
We also remember Gandhian freedom fighter Pingala Venkaiah, who died on the 4th of July 1963. India's national flag is based upon his design, which Pingala Venkaiah first presented to Mahatma Gandhi in 1921.
Pingala Venkaiah was born on the 2nd of August 1876 in Krishna district of Andhra Pradesh. He served as a soldier in the British Army in South Africa during the Anglo-Boer War in Africa, where he first met Mahatma Gandhi. He was 19 when the meeting took place and formed an association which would last for more than 50 years.
Pingala Venkaiah met Gandhiji once again in Vijayawada and showed him his publication with the various designs of the flag. Acknowledging the need for a national flag, Gandhiji then asked Venkaiah to design a new flag and present it at the National Congress meeting in 1921. Initially, Venkaiah came up with red and green colors, but it later evolved with saffron color, a spinning wheel at the center, and a third color, white. The flag was officially adopted by the Indian National Congress in 1931.
In 2009, the Government of India issued a stamp to commemorate him. In 2015, the All India Radio Vijayawada station was named after Pingala Venkaiah. We pay tribute to the great nationalist.
We also remember independence activist Hemant Kumar Nayak, who died on the 4th of July 1932. A resident of Medinipur, West Bengal, Hemant joined a large gathering in his hometown to celebrate the All India Prisoners' Day on 4th of July 1932. Despite permission from the authorities, the police forcefully declared the meeting unlawful and tried to disperse the gathering. When the people refused to disperse, the police opened fire, killing many people on the spot, including Hemant Kumar Nayak. We salute the brave martyr.
In business news today, India's equity benchmark indices ended with a slight gain today. The Sensex inched up 63 points or 0.8% to close at 80,050. Nifty had a slim gain of 16 points or 0.6% to settle at 24,302. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading at $86.80 per barrel. WTI crude was trading at $83.30 per barrel when reports last came in. And moving on to some sports news. Well, the Social Justice and Empowerment Minister, Dr. Virender Kumar, felicitated the Indian Deaf cricket team in New Delhi yesterday for the historic victory in the bilateral International Deaf Cricket Series against England. The team clinched the series with a 5-2 win in the T20 matches held in the last month in England. And during the felicitation ceremony, Dr. Kumar honoured the team members with bouquets and shawls. He said this victory of the Indian Deaf cricket team is a moment of pride for the entire country. He added that the team's determination has turned the impossible into possible. The minister said that the success of the Indian Deaf cricket team will inspire hope and motivation in the lives of deaf athletes, encouraging them to move forward and achieve greater heights.
London mein Wimbledon tennis tournament ke purush doubles mein Bharat ke Yuki Bhambri aur France ke unke jodidar Albano Olivetti pehle daur mein Kazakhstan ke Alexander Blubik aur Alexander Shevchenko se muqabla karenge. Aaj hi N. Sriram Balaji aur England ke Luke Johnson ki jodi pehle daur mein Croatia mein Met Pavic aur Al Salvador ke Marcelo अरेवालो की जोड़ी से मुकाबला करेगी.
Yes, sir. And now we have reached that section of a program wherein we remember all those greats who are associated with today's date. And Maria Salomea Sklodowska Curie passed away on this day in 1934. Known simply as Marie Curie, she was a Polish and naturalized French physicist and chemist who conducted pioneering research on radioactivity. She was the first woman to win the Nobel Prize, the first person to win the Nobel Prize twice, and the only person to win the Nobel Prize in two scientific fields.
And now time has come.
Yes, and moving on to our next personality.
Yes, definitely. अब समय आ गया है उन हस्तियों को याद करने का जिन्होंने आज के दिन दुनिया को अलविदा कहा या फिर आज के दिन उन्होंने दुनिया में कदम रखा.
Yes, and John Adams passed away on this day in 1826. He was an American statesman, attorney, diplomat, writer and founding father who served as the second president of the United States from 1797 to 1801. Before his presidency, he was a leader of the American Revolution that achieved independence from Great Britain. And also Nathaniel Hawthorne was born on this day in 1804. He was an American novelist and short story writer. His works often focus on history, morality and religion.
जी बिल्कुल. और आज साथ ही नीना गुप्ता जी का भी जन्मदिन है. उनके बारे में हम बता दें कि वो हमेशा से एक दिलचस्प अभिनय का प्रदर्शन करते आए हैं. अभिषेक, हमने उनकी कई सारी फिल्में देखी हैं जिसमें कि एक जो बहुत रियल एक्टिंग जिसको कहते हैं, जो बहुत ओरिजिनल, अपनी ओरिजिनलिटी जो बाहर लेकर के आती है, उसको उन्होंने अच्छे तरीके से प्रदर्शित किया है. ऐसे तो उन्होंने कई सारी फिल्में की हैं जिनमें अपनी अदाकारी का बेजोड़ प्रदर्शन किया है, मगर आज हम बात करेंगे द लास्ट कलर की. नीना की खासियत रही है कि उनके व्यक्तित्व का शफाफ होना, यानी कि एकदम सफेद. इस फिल्म में भी उन्होंने एक सफेद चोला पहनकर समाज की उस सोच को पर्दे पर लाने की कोशिश की है जिस सोच के तले न जाने कितनी महिलाएं वर्षों से दबाव महसूस करती आई हैं. नीना ने वाराणसी के विधवाओं के घरों में से एक ऐसी निवासी की भूमिका निभाई जिसका नाम नूर था. तो उनकी फिल्म द लास्ट कलर से एक संवाद.
हम सबको बोल रहे हैं हमारी दोस्त आएगी, हम आपको बुलाने की कोशिश करें, हमें आपका नाम ही नहीं पता था.
मेरा नाम है नूर.
नूर, ये कैसा नाम हुआ?
जब मैं पैदा हुई थी ना, तो मेरे दादाजी कहते थे कि मेरे चेहरे पे ना कोहिनूर जैसा नूर है, इसलिए मेरा नाम नूर रखा.
कोहिनूर क्या?
कोहिनूर एक हीरे का नाम है.
हीरा? हीरा तो उस मोटे पुलिस वाले का नाम है.
तुम्हें पता है ये दिए है ना, ये दो बार जलाए जाते हैं. पहली बार जब मन्नत मांगी जाती है और दूसरी बार जब मन्नत पूरी हो जाती है.
अच्छा.
हाँ.
तो जो लोग मुझसे दिए लेके गए वो वापस दिए लेने आएंगे?
हाँ आएंगे.
आपने कभी दिए जलाया है?
हाँ एक बार जलाया है.
कब?
जब मेरी शादी हुई. मेरी शादी हुई थी एक बूढ़े के साथ, फिर शादी के थोड़े समय के बाद वो मर गया.
बूढ़े थे वो?
इसमें हंसने की क्या बात है? मैं कह रही हूँ पति बूढ़े थे और तू हंस रही है.
Yes, and William Harrison Withers Jr. was born on this day in 1938. He was an American singer and songwriter. He had several hits over a career spanning 18 years, including Ain't No Sunshine, Grandma's Hands, Use Me, Lean On Me, Lovely Day, and Just the Two of Us. Withers won 3 Grammy Awards and was nominated for 6 more. Let's listen into a bit of his hit track, Lovely Day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you.
और आज साथ ही सुशील कुमार का जन्मदिन भी है. सुशील कुमार हिंदी फिल्मों के अभिनेता थे. वे 60 के दशक की हिट फिल्म दोस्ती में बैसाखी का सहारा लिए अपना अपंग रूप दिखाते हुए वहां पर एक उन्होंने प्रदर्शन किया. मुख्य फिल्में रही उनकी दोस्ती, काला बाजार, श्रीमान सत्यवादी, दिल भी तोरा हम भी तेरे, संपूर्ण रामायण, फूल बने अंगारे इत्यादि.
Yes, and Marvin Neil Simon was born on this day in 1927. He was an American playwright, screenwriter and author. He wrote more than 30 plays and nearly the same number of movie screenplays, mostly film adaptations of his plays. He received 3 Tony Awards and a Golden Globe Award, as well as nominations for 4 Academy Awards and 4 Primetime Emmy Awards. He was awarded a special Tony Award in 1975, the Kennedy Center Honors in 1995, and the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 2006.
और आज साथ ही नसीम बानो का भी जन्मदिन है. भारतीय सिनेमा में 40 के दशक की हिंदी फिल्मों की प्रमुख अभिनेत्री थी. सुनिए उनकी फिल्म का एक गीत.
दिल हो उन्हें मुबारक जो दिल को ढूंढते हैं, जो दिल को ढूंढते हैं,
So with that, it's time to wind up this edition of Parikrama. Thank you so much for being with us. Till the next time, this is Prachi Priya and me, Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, signing off. Bye and
Namaskar.